That's new music from the All-American Rejects. The new album is supposed to drop in January, but they're already releasing singles from it. And I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. At least three sheriff's deputies were killed and another person injured in an explosion Friday morning at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department facility. The blast occurred as deputies were reportedly handling explosive materials recovered during a recent bomb call. The deadly blast rocked the facility in East Los Angeles just before 7:30 a.m. local time. Law enforcement sources say the deputies were moving explosive materials left over from a recent bomb squad call when something went wrong. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. Emergency crews quickly evacuated the area with help from the LAPD and FBI bomb technicians. One person was taken to the hospital, and officials are still assessing the damage and potential remaining hazards. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed into law America's first piece of legislation solely focused on cryptocurrency. Trump has declared that the Genius Act is intended to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. FSN's Mitch McCann reports from New York.
On Thursday, the House voted overwhelmingly in favor of sending the bill to the president's desk, passing it by a 308 to 122 vote. Stablecoins are a type of cryptocurrency tied to another currency, typically the US dollar, which allows them to maintain a stable price. They are used for payments and futures trading. The Genius Act is likely to bolster trust in crypto and could lead banks to issue their own stable currencies, something being welcomed by industry insiders. Meanwhile, another bill, the Clarity Act, aims to provide clear rules for the crypto market and clarify regulatory authority over digital assets. It's advanced to its next vote in the Senate. Mitch McCann, New York.
The European Union has lowered the price cap on Russian oil and extended sanctions on the country's shadow fleet. The 18th round of sanctions on Moscow will now be adopted after Slovakia dropped its opposition to the measure. FSN's William Denzolo reports from Brussels.
Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU is striking at the heart of Russia's war machine by targeting its banking, energy and military industrial sectors. The bloc's also lowered the price cap on Russian oil to 15% below the average market rate for Russian crude. The EU's top diplomat Kai Kallas says the new package also targets Chinese banks that enable sanctions evasion and aims to block tech exports used in drones. Slovakia had been blocking this 18th sanctions package, but Prime Minister Robert Fico said he was dropping the opposition after securing guarantees relating to the impact of the EU shift away from Russian gas. William Denslow, Brussels.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ponzi Puns.
That seems like a safe thing to do, don't you? Just take all of your money and put it into magic computer money. And if you don't want to do that, you can stuff it all in an envelope and drop it off down here at the radio station. We'll take care of it. Don't worry. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Here's Fats Domino on Radio 9.
I found my thrill.
See?
1958 Jody Reynolds on Radio 9.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
John from Whitehall called 412-385-7450, and he wanted to hear Gary Lewis and the Playboys. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. She's Just My Style, going out by request. Style here on Radio 9. And Captain Jack from Munhall called 412-385-7450. He said, you know, they read that story during the sports update about the president of the NFL Players Union who has stepped down effective immediately. And Captain Jack said, you know, it wasn't just that he was colluding with the owners on negotiations while he was double dipping, taking money from the Carlyle Group, which is another group of fine folks at the Carlyle Group. If your factory went out of business in the early 2000s, you can thank probably the Carlyle Group. Anyways, beautiful empty factories all over the Northeast thanks to the Carlyle Group. But anyways, so he was working with them, but also was apparently, as Captain Jack points out, charging trips to strip clubs. Or he was going to strip clubs and charging them to the players' union, letting them pay for them. And then there's a rumor that he was involved in a scandal before he worked for Booz Allen, which I think is an accounting firm, that he was involved in a scandal there. So always, you know, if you're going to hire somebody, maybe Google them first is what I'm thinking. Just otherwise, they're just going to point to themselves and say, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me, it wasn't me. I'm so glad it wasn't me. No phone, no bail, no plea. Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't me. He had to break out of that Delta County jail. They put a
Here comes Judge on Radio 9. at 1:23 chime time. New music from the Black Keys coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hello to Greg in McKeesport, who is tuned in, and Andrew in Brooklyn. And hello to you, wherever you are on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. I got Newberry Bear is here with me today. Do you want to say anything?
Not really.
You don't want to say anything?
Nope.
Why not?
Oh.
Okay. Do you want me to read an announcement for us?
No.
Okay. All right. What do you want to do?
Bear stuff.
Just bear stuff.
Bear stuff.
Well, get your bear butt over there.
That wasn't very funny.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be. The PennDOT and several local police departments are announcing that they are teaming up to crack down on aggressive driving along the Route 65 corridor. Law enforcement agencies are running a statewide aggressive driving blitz now through August 17th. PennDOT says aggressive driving is one of the leading factors of highway crashes and fatalities in Pennsylvania. During this enforcement period, which runs for the next 28 days, police will be targeting drivers who demonstrate unsafe behavior such as speeding, careless driving, heavy truck violations, pedestrian safety, running red lights, tailgating, and other aggressive driving actions. According to PennDOT data, in 2023, there were 5,897 crashes that police allege were caused by aggressive driving. Last year, there were 3,500 crashes involving speeding, which police say is the top law enforcement offense across the state of Pennsylvania. So if you're in that Route 65 corridor, that's Ohio River Boulevard from Avalon, Bellevue, Edgeworth, Leedsdale, and Swickley, you're going to want to be careful. You're going to see a lot of police activity, and actually statewide, as PennDOT cracks down on aggressive driving. Learn more. Go to PennDOT.pa.gov/safety and find out what aggressive driving is and where you can report it. And for more information, follow PennDOT on Facebook. What else did we want to tell you about? Saturdays, it's confusing sounds for confusing times. At 5 o'clock, it's time for Chop Shop, only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 88, cloudy overnight with a low of 71, showers on Sunday, maybe even a thunderstorm with a high of 85. Sunday night, thunderstorms likely with a low of 64, mostly sunny Monday, high 82, and then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 84 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 81 in Washington County, it's 82 in Beaver County, 83 in Butler, it's 80 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 82 right now at WRCT with new music from the Black Keys. on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30. Got some more requests to get to, and we're going to talk about all the big news that happened at Carnegie Mellon University this week. Oh, it's so exciting. Steely Dan on Radio 9.
Way back when in 67, I was a dandy gamma kind. Sweet things from Boston, so young and wheeling. Moved down to Scottsdale, where the hell am I?
hard times befallen the sole survivors. Steely Dan on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 134. Much more music time. Pirates lost last night to the White Sox by a score of 10-1. They're going to try it again at the Ball Yard over there on the north side. That game is coming up at 6:40. We'll check sports for you in about 15 minutes or so. From 67, here's Aretha Franklin herself on Radio 9.
If you
from McKeesport called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear anything by the Coasters. You say them, we play them on the Big Radio 9.
I plopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A bad gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing post we slew. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the key to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then
a long day job. Talking job. Slow walking job.
Slow talking job.
Then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then
a long game jumps. Carving jumps. Slow walking jumps.
Slow talking jumps.
Thank you.
then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
the train started coming.
And then
a long day.
Put too many olives in my martinis last night.
Should I get you a Bromo?
No, I couldn't stand the noise.
Watch out!
Here we go again.
Yep. Whip.
Here on Radio 9 at 143, much more music time. Speaking of heartaches, President Trump's got some heartaches these days over the Epstein files. President Trump yesterday announced that he is suing Rupert Murdoch, the Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal's parent company, and two reporters for libel and slander over claims that he sent sex offender Jeffrey Epstein a lewd letter and a sketch of a naked woman. The lawsuit was filed Friday in a federal court in Miami seeking $10 billion in damages. Comes after the Wall Street Journal reported on a 50th birthday greeting that Trump is accused of sending to Epstein that included a sexually suggestive drawing. Now, the president, under a lot of pressure from his supporters to release any files relating to Epstein, including a client list that the president has often said exists of who Epstein was escorting to his private island and what sort of services he was procuring for his clients. Attorney General Pam Bondi several months ago said she had the client list on her desk. Now, she denies that it exists. In fact, this just in.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? It just came over the wire. Pam Bondi this morning said she has looked on her desk again, and she found the Epstein file. But all that's in there is a note that Epstein didn't do anything, signed Epstein's mother. So I'm not sure.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place. that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained.
Epstein files to me this whole time has been, are Horshack and Barbarino also implicated? Because frankly, even as a kid, I didn't believe any of those guys were in high school, I tell you.
We've been talking a lot about Jeffrey Epstein this week, all negative. In fact, Sal, one might say a little one-sided. And a jackal wrote in asking, how have we never, in all our talk about Epstein, made a joke referencing the Welcome Back Kotter character Epstein and how he would bring in notes signed Epstein's mother? We literally just had this conversation. And we decided that to make a Welcome Back Kotter reference would be a mistake because many in our audience would not be old enough to get the reference. And never write a joke that Epstein would get, but one of his girlfriends wouldn't.
Jay Thurber!
Forte on Radio 9. And more music after this message.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick.
Hi, Danica.
Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Starts Friday at a theater or drive-in near you. Member FDIC.
We could sing about the flowers in the meadow, or the babies giggling softly in the sun. We could hum a tune about rainbows, cupcakes, pugs, or our clothes. But there's something else that really should be done. Let's talk about Epstein. It's not nice to be so crude, but if your name's on several tapes, well, mate, you're a disgrace. Let's talk about Epstein. Let's talk about Epstein. Let's keep the chat right where it's meant to be. If they beg you not to mention all their private island tension, then let's name names alphabetically.
That's Stuart Reynolds. You may know him better as the comedian from Stratford, Ontario, named Brittle Star. His new book is called Lessons from Cats for Surviving Fascism, here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Sports and weather coming up next. More news at 2 o'clock. Here's Sam Cooke.
I hear something saying. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. The sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. The sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days.
whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my, 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 my. My work is so hard, give me water.
Got new music from the Lumineers coming up for you, and then news on the other side of that. But first, let's check sports here on Radio 9.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Pirates lost to the White Sox last night at PNC Park by a score of 10-1. It's the Bucks and Sox again today on this Yinzerpalooza weekend at PNC Park. Game time is 6:40, and Mike Burrows is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. He's got 42 strikeouts so far in the year and sitting on a 4.83 ERA. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, Rays over the Orioles 11-1. Rangers over the Tigers 2-0. It was the Padres over the Nationals 7-2, and the Angels over the Phillies 6-5. Did you see that throw? Everybody's talking about it on social media this morning. Ronald Acuna Jr. firing a rocket in from the warning track to third base to catch Jorbit Vivas trying to steal third. Braves manager Brian Snitker said his accuracy is stupid. He's special out there. Braves went on to beat the Yankees last night by a score of 7-3. Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to a 3-year, $123 million contract extension with All-Pro linebacker T.J. Watt. Sources saying that Watt's average annual salary of $41 million through 2028 will be the highest in NFL history for a non-quarterback. Players report for training camp on Wednesday at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And this would be a good place for a jingle that said something like Pittsburgh's weather, but we don't have one, so I'll just tell you that it's supposed to be mostly sunny for the rest of the
weather.
Now, why do you jump in there like that? It irritates me. Mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 88, partly cloudy overnight with showers likely and a low of 71. Showers on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm, high 85. Monday, mostly sunny, high 82. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 81 in Washington, 80 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It is 82 at WRCT. The Lumineers are going to take us to news time with a little song whose title I can't actually say on the radio. So hopefully we can bleep it successfully on Radio 9.